You know, this session, I think, was a very good session. You know, we passed some good bills, worked on some good legislation. And a matter of fact, we actually passed less laws since 1971. So I think we did a good job.
You, of course, got to dip your toe into it right off the bat, serving on the Education Committee.
Yes. So right off the bat, taking the hot topic of, of getting on the Learns bill. And again, I think it's a good bill. It's not perfect. Nothing is. But it's a step in the right direction.
Of course, Governor Sanders was here a couple weeks ago. And a lot of questions were answered that night, and mainly from a financial standpoint.
Right.
But the education part of it, there's still some things out there that they haven't communicated exactly how they will play out as the school year goes on. And most importantly, were measuring outcomes, measuring both student outcomes and teacher outcomes. Do you have any information on...
No, and I think the Secretary, Jacob Oliva, in the Arkansas Department of Education is still working on those rules and promulgating those mm-hmm. rules. So, and they're keeping us up to date on a weekly basis of what's going on, especially the House and Senate Education Committee. So hopefully before too long, they'll have that. So our teachers and our superintendents will have that as well.
You've got a feel for your teachers right now, too, mm-hmm. because they're starting a school year knowing that they're going to be measured and judged, but they don't know on
right.
what yet.
Right.
And so there's a lot of apprehensiveness as this school year starts.
Right. And I talked to a lot of those teachers after the town hall. They were appreciative to have the governor and secretary there to answer some mm-hmm. of the questions. They still had some other questions. Trust me, they're still emailing me, and I'm forwarding those to the Department of Education, and they're working on those answers.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up as we go into the next session?
So, you know, we're getting ready for fiscal session. You know, I hope we really look at tax cuts again, but also, too, as, you know, looking at our county fairs and our district fairs, you know, they took a little bit of a hit. Some of that money went to more district fairs and county fairs. So hopefully we can relook at that.
The attendance of county fairs are more here in, you know, in your district as well than,
oh, yeah.
per se, a district fair.
You know, a lot of folks tell me, you know, I'd rather go to the county fair than I would a district fair, and totally believe that. And of course, you know, like we talked about earlier, you know, most of the folks that go to district fair are showing their animals mm-hmm. and doing that. So we want to keep that tradition going, but we also want to take care of our county fairs.
Isn't the Baxter County Fair one of the most attended county fairs in the state of Arkansas?
Yes, because some of our surrounding counties don't have the carnival part, mm-hmm. so those folks want to come over and enjoy that, which helps us in attendance because they look at that at the state level. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, there's a lot of things to address, but I'm just ready to get to work. We're in the off season. We still have committee hearings and stuff like that. I just literally got back from Little Rock. We had committee hearings last week. We got some next week, and still doing constituent service, and that's the part I really love doing. I think I've hit 70 folks so far, so about 10 a month mm-hmm. that we've helped. I really like that.
And what's new for you?
You know, I still believe that I have a lot of work done, so I'm going to run for re-election, and I hope the folks of District 3 took a chance on me the first time. They'll take another chance on me. Still a lot of work to get done. And also, I'm a big believer that our area should be at the table when laws are being looked at and written. And so I'm also running for House Majority Whip, which is a leadership position within the House, because I believe we need to be at the table.
What are the biggest things that you can work on if you do have that seat at the table, the biggest issues facing your district?
You know, we can take a look at, you know, talking with Jeff Quick and the food bank, you know, looking at food insecurities here. Him and I have worked together, continue to partner. We passed some legislation to kind of help some of that this last legislative session. So kind of do that. But at the end of the day, you kind of take the issues and you put those at the forefront, and you can help work with others, you know, write policy to change that. You know, so taking care of our farmers and stuff mm-hmm. up here, our tourism, our economic development, that kind of stuff.
Economic development has been in the news a lot, and some people argue that it is not a political concern. How do you feel about government getting involved with economic development?
You know, I think at least on the state level, you know, working with, you know, Arkansas Economic Development Commission, working with them to bring jobs here at the state level, you know, trying to encourage to bring those jobs here to District 3. But at the local level, I think the Quorum Court and the City Council know those strings better than I do at the state level. And so I think hopefully they continue to work with the chamber, because at the end of the day, I think we all have this common goal, is to keep our area growing, keep it the best it is, because we have a diamond right here. And so it's the best product we sell.
District 3, of course, includes Fulton County mm-hmm. as well. Fulton County's been in the news. A management agreement between Baxter Health and Fulton County Hospital took place last week. What are the most important things for the residents of Fulton County to know about their local hospital?
So, you know, I was very lucky and honored to be asked to be a part of that, to work in a small way with Senator Flippo leading the charge on that, and Ron Peterson and Curran over there at Fulton County. You know, the residents are concerned that they weren't getting the medical treatment that they deserve over there. And so Baxter, with their continued growth, their outstanding medical treatment, giving those folks the opportunity instead of driving, want to stay local, stay home and do that. And so at the end of the day, they're going to have top-notch care right there in Fulton County.
And an opportunity for ARPA funds, which may not have been available unless this agreement took place for both sides.
Right. And I think, too, the governor was very direct on what she wanted to do. And, you know, with Senator Filippo's leadership and working with him, we got that agreement together. And Fulton County is going to get some ARPA funds that they really need, and it's going to push them in the right direction.
Talking about sustainability, of course, and the funding there. I want to go back to LEARNS Act, too, because there were concerns about the sustainability of the financial impact of LEARNS when it comes to smaller school districts, you know, Salem, Viola, you know, much smaller school districts. Your thoughts and your words of encouragement for those districts?
The state's on the hook for here on out. You know, we're going to take care of you. We've also passed legislation, you know, to prevent the state closing schools that go beneath the 350 mark. If the schools want to do that themselves, they have that decision at the local level, but the state's not going to get involved. But at the end of the day, we're going to pay for it. We're going to take care of it.
Of course, that 350 mark is from Governor Sanders' father. That was the number that he created back then. There's only one pot of money. So when you keep saying the state's going to take care of it, the state's going to take care of it, we've already seen some funding taken away from county fairs. I mean, are we just moving money around from different pots to be able to afford this?
Well, also, too, is there's two pots, regular educational funds that we continue, and then the LEARNS Act money.
Schools but where did the LEARNS Act money come from?
So took some of that out of the surplus, but we also looked at it, some other stuff that we can cut into that LEARNS Act money. And so at the end of the day, this year is going to be $257 million of new money. It should start to decrease a little bit, but each year it's different. So when we get the forecast, and that's what we do in the Education Committee, is in the off-season look at those type of fundings to make sure at the end of the day, we have to fund education. That's what it says in the Constitution. Before we fund anything else, we're going to take care of our students. We're going to take care of our teachers. We're going to take care of our schools.
The surplus money, you know, it's no longer a surplus.
Right, right. And so, you know, now looking at sitting on also the Budget Committee over a $6.5 billion budget, we're looking at forecasts now what next year is going to be like. You know, so far, I think we released figures were like $16-20 million ahead on a forecast, but that may not always stay. I'm still concerned of what 24 is going to look like. But at the end of the day, I believe that as the legislature, we will take care. We will make sure it's there.